Now is a great time to replace your worn-out windows during the Renewal by Andersen 25-year savings event. Upgrade your home today. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Call now. Get four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty included. Renewal by Andersen takes every CDC-recommended safety precaution to protect your family. For 25 years, people have trusted us for their window replacement needs, and you can too. Call now to learn about our buy four, get the fifth one free window replacement offer.
800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. That's 800-413-6992.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
Welcome to the Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn, but the star of our show is a man. Get away from me a little bit. You can move a little bit. Would you give me some room here, Fred?
I love you.
You're cramping my style a little bit. The one and only Fred Dreyer. Are you okay? What are you looking at down there? You got the other way. Move the other. There you go. Give me a little room. Can you? Welcome to the show here today. It's kind of like the Robert Davi show where we're looking at things of that nature. How's your week going, Fred?
Starting when?
We're on the air. Here we go. We're live. It's good. Starting now. How's your week going?
So far, I'm good.
Good.
I'm making headway on my injuries. I have injuries that I've been taking care of the last couple of months.
You have?
Oh, sure.
What injuries are you working on? You haven't told me about
them. My back, my shoulder, my hands, and things like that.
Doing a Dr. Shep's trip? Is that what's going
on?
Yeah,
that's right.
I got to go see him, too. I got some Achilles situations.
He's been asking about you. I think he misses you.
I need to go call him and see him on Saturday. You going down there Saturday? We could buddy ride together.
No.
Okay, never mind.
Let's see. I got it marked down here. Yeah, he's going to be out of town.
Oh, thanks. Thanks a lot. Right when I want to go see him, he's out of town.
He figured you'd want to come in, so he
asking about me.
So he just figured he'll blow town for the week.
You said Mike's going to come down to see. Dr. Sheps, by the way, is one of the all-time great guys that takes the hot laser and hits those areas of inflammation in your body and does a number on reducing inflammation, just like Relief Factor does. Only Dr. Sheps does it with his wonderful machine there. That's what you're using, right? The hot laser?
I don't use hot laser.
Oh, what are you using?
It's not hot, actually.
Oh, it's a cold
but
laser?
If you leave it in one spot, it'll burn you.
I know. So you're not using the laser?
Yeah.
Oh, you are?
Yes.
Okay, just the laser, not the hot laser.
Yeah, it's not hot to touch. I mean, it's not radiating
heat. No, I know. But
it will burn you if you leave it in one spot.
All right, we got a lot to talk about today. Baseball news coming your way. A little bit of football news for you. Lots of emails this week at freddreyer@crntalk.com. Thanks for joining us. We're here on Sirius XM, channel 217, XM 203, 967 on the worldwide Sirius web, and on Sports Byline and CRN Digital Talk Radio. It's the Sports Lounge. Thanks for joining us.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling, the complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as one day. And for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as one day. Large or small bathrooms. If you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as one day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
855-525-7454. 855-525-7454. That's 855-525-7454. 54.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. That's 800-633-1378.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-353-1760. 800-353-1760. 800-353-1760. That's 800-353-1760.
We are back with you live here on the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, along with the star of our show, the one and only All-Pro defensive end, the acting legend, the gentleman we call Sultan, the Sultan of Safeties. Two safeties in one game in the same quarter. The All-Pro defensive end. Acting legend, extraordinaire, genius when it comes to his thoughts about the game.
That's really the most important.
I just wanted to get your attention.
That's the most important thing you said all day.
Genius. Budding. All around genius. Budding. Fred Dreyer, ladies
budding.
And gentlemen.
Budding genius is what it is. You can call me El Hino.
El Hino?
Yes.
El Hino.
El Hino.
What's an El Hino?
It's a genius.
Oh, that's a genius. El Hino. Oh, see, it sounds like genius. Genius.
Yeah, thanks.
That's good. Okay, so here's let's get into some baseball here to start with. And we got lots to talk about. We got people in the chat room. We got all sorts of things going on here that we want to say hello to everybody. We'll get to you in just a little bit. But Major League Baseball is they're starting to really take a look at foreign substances on baseballs, and they're looking at players that could be ejected or suspended for 10 games. Pitchers would be ejected and suspended now for 10 games. I guess that's 10 games, so like 2 starts maybe for the pitchers, they'd be ejected for using illegal foreign substances or doctoring baseballs. It's a big crackdown by Major League Baseball, and it started this week. The commissioner's, I guess it's going to start this Monday. The commissioner's office is responding to a record number of strikeouts recently. Well, gee, could that be a Major League Baseball that you've changed the concept of the balls from being a lively ball to a deader ball? Could that be one of the reasons why they're not hitting the ball? First, you said there were too many home runs. You deadened the baseball. Now you're saying there's too many strikeouts. So now you're saying if people doctor the baseball, they're out. So they say the league batting average is at a more than half century low. Again, you changed the lively baseball, you dips. Come on. They said Tuesday that major and minor league umpires, and they started doing this, started making regular checks of all the pitchers, even if opposing managers don't request inspections. So it's up to the police, the Gestapo, if you will, the umpires. They can do whatever they want to do to the pitchers at any time. Repeat offenders, if you do this a second time, will receive progressive discipline. Teams and club employees will be subject to discipline for a failure to comply umpires will be performing the checks of all the starting and relief pitchers on both teams throughout each game, and the starters will be subject to more than one mandatory check each game. Relief pitchers must be checked once they conclude an inning in which they entered a game or for which they were removed from a game, whichever comes first. Let me catch my breath on this for a second. Catchers.
I'm exhausted already on my end, so that's why I'm not saying anything.
Catchers will be subject to routine inspections, and position players could be searched. It's going to be great. Searched. This is like a Hunter episode.
In between pitches.
Up against the wall.
A fastball for a strike, and it's taken by the hitter. And to the bewilderment of both managers and the umpire, they rush out and take all his clothes off.
Strip
and
search. That's
do
what
a pat down. Just do a pat down.
A pat down. Spread them.
And then,
this could be,
and then the next pitch, same thing.
I'm liking this. This could be fun for baseball. So the position players could be searched. Pitchers will be responsible for foreign substances found on catchers and position players. A position player will not be ejected for possession of a foreign substance unless the umpire determines the player was applying it to the ball to aid a pitcher. Now, adding to that, last night, Dodger Stadium had a big sellout, America's largest pro sports crowd since the pandemic. The first time people were allowed to fill the stadium 100%, they had 52,078 tickets sold, and it was the largest pro sports, professional sports event ever at Dodger Stadium. And Trevor Bauer was interviewed at the beginning of the game. They're calling him the poster boy, Fred, of the Major League Baseball's crusade against foreign substances, and he spoke out.
Uh-huh.
This was Tuesday. Major League Baseball announced a set of regulations and punishments for players caught doctoring the baseball, which I just read to you. The sticky substances called spider tack. And the change in policy has got Trevor Bauer upset, and he speaks his mind. That's what I love about Trevor Bauer. You knew him in Cincinnati. You now know him on the Dodgers. He said, quoting now, "They've knowingly swept this under the rug for 4 years," he wrote on Twitter. He said, "Now they implement a knee-jerk reaction to shifting public perception. Hard to hear them talk about competitive integrity when they have no integrity to begin with." His comments came in the wake of similar remarks by Tampa Bay's Tyler Glasnow. Glasnow blamed his partially torn UCL on a Major League Baseball's crackdown. He was reasoning that the abrupt ban on sunscreen and rosin, which is the spider tack, forced Glasnow to alter his grip, thereby putting him in danger. So one more thought here from Trevor Bauer. He said, "To be clear, the memo is fine long-term, and it will serve to level the playing field. That it is a good thing. But to implement it mid-season when you're 3 months in and you've promised players and teams that nothing about your chosen enforcement of rules would change this year and actively encourage players to continue playing how they have in the past, that's a lie. There's no integrity in that. So save it with the competitive integrity bullcrap at Major League Baseball. All you care about is the bottom line of the business and public perceptions negatively affecting it." Fred?
What?
Your thoughts. What do you think?
Well, look, it's pretty clear that you've got a commissioner here that's incompetent. And he doesn't understand the sport.
Rob Manfred, right?
That's right. I'm not over his idiotic adjudications during the World Series of 2017.
We've been talking about that for a long time.
Everybody's been talking about it.
The cheating of the Houston Astros and then later on the Red Sox.
Well, I mean, how can you have a decent conversation that you're doing stuff for the betterment of the game when you have been accused in writing by the commissioner when the owner of the crane, when the owner of the Astros was sent a letter by Manfred saying stop cheating, and he said okay, you know, we're reliving this because we have to put everything that follows into context.
Yes.
And so what you got is you've got this type of concern, this over concern by Major League Baseball, the commissioner and its owners, I suspect that when Manfred speaks, he does so with the blessing of all of the owners. And so what happens is they don't know ownership, and the commissioner doesn't know what to do with the overcorrection that they have to make of baseballs being in control of the pitchers being in control of the baseballs. And so you've got baseballs that are too soft, baseballs that are too hard. You've got home run balls being jerked out of every stadium last year, and they've had the huge explosion of offense. This year there's no offense. And so they're going to correct that. And Trevor Bauer, Dodger pitcher, is saying, wait till the season is over. Don't start making radical decisions in the middle of the season.
So that's all he's saying. It's like you promised you wouldn't make any changes, and now they're making changes in the middle of the season.
Yeah, and what this does is it automatically now ignites a shift in
it's shifting the rules.
Not only a shift in the rules,
but it's affecting the way they pitch.
But you're now putting the onus that present day pitchers are cheating.
Exactly. You're making it look like they're cheating when you said stay the way you've been doing the game. That's it. In fact, Trevor Bauer, when he was talking on Tuesday, showed a ball. He had his hand flat, and he had the ball stuck to the bottom of his hand, and the ball would not fall down with the gravity pull, because he said, hey, this isn't any of this spider tack. This is regular rosin
and sweat that
makes it stick right there to your hand.
Yeah.
So it's like, how can you possibly police something as idiotic as this and not think about it in the offseason before you make your decision?
Well, exactly, and that's what's going on in Major League Baseball.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Come on, you watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save save as much as 50% off your current monthly health care payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current health care. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free, guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
We are back in the Sports Lounge. Here's truly Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. Don't forget, we come your way on video. We're on Twitter, Facebook Live, Twitch, Periscope, Roku, Tiki Live, CRNTalk.com. You hear us on Sirius XM, Sirius Channel 217, XM 203. Online there for Sirius XM at 967, Sports Byline, CRN Digital Talk Radio, you name it, we've got it. So, Fred,
yep.
Just before that break, you had some comments there. Major League Baseball, Trevor Bauer responding to what he says. Major League Baseball said they would not make any rule changes this season, that if they made any changes, it'd be next year. He said they've lied. They've made the rule changes. And so now spin rates have gone down because everybody's worried that they're going to have some kind of foreign substance on the baseball. And so then the pitching spin rate has gone down, but the batting averages still stink. I think it's because they deadened the baseball. What's your thoughts here on this whole thing?
Well, remember what Bauer's saying.
Yes.
He uses, as does a lot of pitchers in this league, a combination of natural sweat and rosin. The rosin is given to them by the league.
That's a legal substance.
That's a legal substance. So what they've done is they've concocted a way of making a better grip on the ball. And this is one of the things that they were, these are the pitchers we're talking about, if they can't use something to get a grip on the ball flies out of their hands too prematurely, but they are forced to grip the ball in a different fashion to get the spin they need for breaking pitches and for overall control of their pitches. And they can't undo that if they don't have some sort of a substance. They're not using pine tar.
Right.
They're not using, although pine tar is brought into it, you know, Bauer says, you know, I can pat, Justin Turner on the back and wish him a good game, and on his back has rosin on it because from the baseball bat.
Correct.
So
it gets
he says I can get rosin whenever I want it if I wanted to use it that way.
Yeah.
But I use a combination of sweat and the rosin bag that's down there, and so I'm getting grip on it. So I'm thinking that if I was all these pitchers in the face of this announcement,
right,
I would continue doing what you've been doing as long as it's not disruptive, as long as it's not illegal. So far, rosin and sweat has not been designated as illegal or immoral, if you will.
Yeah, they've allowed you to go ahead and use that and continue to use it. But you've got this guy, this Glasnow, Tyler Glasnow of the Tampa Bay Rays. He said that his torn UCL, he thinks, is because the ban on sunscreen and rosin forced him to grip somewhere, you know, differently and ruined his grip and ruined his arm. And Trevor Bauer is one of the many pitchers who've had a steep decline in their spin rates in recent starts. His last time out on Saturday against the Rangers. His four-seam fastball had a 200 RPM decrease, while his other pitchers had 100-plus drops. And Texas tagging Bauer for six runs, a season high on nine hits and 6.1 innings pitched. So it's affecting the way pitchers are pitching, regripping, doing things. And I agree with you, Fred. If you can use rosin, they should use that and let it mix with the sweat.
I'm looking at make the league make a declaration that you're cheating, when in fact they've signed off on everything that you're using.
And don't forget, the umpires can come out and check you at any time. They can search position players in case they're giving you something. They can check the catcher. They keep talking about they want to speed up the game of baseball. This is only going to slow it down.
They're terrible. This is a government baseball. This is what this is. This is what I said it was a long time ago. 5 years, I said that the league is going to be ruined by justification of rules, and that's what they're doing. And you've got guys like Bauer. I just hope he's not intimidated at this point until somebody says something.
I agree.
Until somebody does something. Here's the other thing I was thinking about at the break.
Yeah.
Do you think the Dodgers knew that he was doing that when they signed him?
No.
Well,
oh, they probably did. I don't know.
You don't know. I don't know.
Let me ask you a question. You played in football, so let me just think about this here. Every year, there's probably a rule change maybe, but I have never seen as many rule changes in baseball, in football, in basketball, in hockey. What is the love affair with changing rules all the time?
I'm going to tell you.
Tell me.
I'm going to explain
to
you,
fans.
That's what I need to
know. Let me come over there and sit on your knee.
Well, just a second. At the break, you can.
Oh, okay, thank you.
So what the drill is it's a massive ego for the new generation of owners. They want to be able, this is the way it is in football.
Right.
Case in point, you're in Cleveland, let's say, and it's raining during a playoff game, and the field is flooded, and your vaunted running game that you've been pummeling people with the entire season suddenly now is null and void, and you're upset because you lose the game because the field and the conditions don't favor you. So that owner says, I'm going to make sure that every team has artificial surface on it. We're not going to have this anymore. So everybody overreacts to that fact. Everybody, all the owners overreact to everything. They always do. And this is my team. I paid $2.8 billion for it. So therefore, I'm going to make decisions for my money's worth. And they do it constantly to the detriment of not only of their team, but of the league. You know, it's really funny. You know, what is happening in baseball? I always go back to the steroid era, the baseball ownership, the tradition of the sport was so outraged that these punk players could come out and use steroids to increase their performance at bat or in the field or as a pitcher, and so one thing leads to another, and they say the reason we don't want this is we don't want to bastardize the sport. Well, ever since the steroid era passed, ownership, just like players, have looked to change the sport in their favor. That's what they've been doing, and they continue to do it. What this is, they're overreacting. Ownerships are now saying, well, last year the balls are juiced and there's a million home runs. You know, Dodgers had 234 home runs last year or something like that, and nobody's going to come close. But they now overreact. No, now the spin rate is way down because because they're not what? They're not, the pitchers aren't allowed to use the stuff to help them get a spin on the ball. But ownership won't make sure that those balls are treated correctly. You know, Bauer had an interesting comment here about how to prepare the balls when they come in. They're washed down with mud, and they to take the gloss supposedly.
They're not doing that
to supposedly to make things better. That doesn't work. And then they pass the balls on to, down, and it goes out to the umpire, and the umpire looks at him and signs off on him. He doesn't know what he's looking at. Puts him in his pouch. And you start playing baseball, and all of the seams. Ask any of these pitchers, these power pitchers, they want the seams, and some of these baseballs don't have seams. They're just so smooth. How do you get them? Well, you have to go back to the umpire and say, "I want another ball," and the umpire gets upset with you. You take the ball and play with the ball that I give you. And the pitchers say, well, then I have nothing to do but to use my combination. My secret weapon is sweat and rosin. And then they rub the ball up and they put sweat and rosin on it, wherever they might keep it. And the ball comes out of their hand tight. They're in control over it. And the thing spins at an incredible rate. The spin rate is improved by, 200 revolutions per minute or whatever the hell it
right.
is. But they have a spin rate that is that works beautifully. And ownership doesn't like it because home runs are down. Now they want more home runs.
I couldn't have said that better myself. You really got to me, I'm telling you right now.
Come on over here.
I was sitting there. I was trying to get on your lap, but I got
come
as
on
close
over
as I
here.
Could.
Oh. Come on.
Oh, Fred. Oh, gosh. So well done. Okay, we'll take a little break and come back with more. But Fred's right. They changed the baseball and deadened the ball, so they take the home runs away. And now they're complaining about the pitchers getting too many strikeouts. Just put the ball back to the way it was last year.
And all these pitchers are all claiming they got sore arms or blown up arms because they can't control the baseball now.
Exactly. It's crazy.
It's nutty.
Fred, no, yeah, that's right. Back off a little bit. I'll do the same. We'll be back in the Sports Lounge. Michael Horn, Fred Dreyer, thanks for joining us. Email Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com.
Your outdoor experiences could be better. Clearly better. Canon sunglasses are made exclusively with polarized lenses for optimal clarity. Using Japanese optics, Canon's lenses are clearer, lighter, and stronger than other lenses. And they're nearly impossible to scratch. With frames handcrafted in Italy, Canon sunglasses elevate your experiences outside with a degree of clarity beyond your wildest imagination. Canon designs and manufactures our high-performance eyewear to be clearly better than any sunglasses you've tried before. Use the exclusive code CanonCast15 at Canon.com to receive 15% off your first pair. That's CanonCast15. Canon. Clearly better.
Pick it up, guys. Pick it up.
At Bowes Builders, demand is through the roof. To keep up, his business needs a stronger foundation.
Cut the saw, all right? Just one sec. Bowes Builders, this is Bow. This weekend? Yeah, we can do it.
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra.
It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. That's 800-399-3691.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Here to the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, your host, along with the star of our program, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Fred Dreyer. We love doing this show with you each and every week. And as a special treat for you, we want to thank you for listening to the Sports Lounge with Fred. And we appreciate your support. As a token of our appreciation, we have coupons that can be used at one of Fred's favorite restaurants, The Ramp, in Burbank, California.
That's a good one.
We might have to go there tonight. It's the best pasta, steak, seafood. Fred loves the salmon there and so much more. And if you'd like to receive 10% off your bill and a free drink with your meal, just email us at info@crntalk.com. That's I-N-F-O, like an information, info@CRN, Charlie Robert Nancy, CRN, or Competition Radio Network, crntalk.com. Fred loves to dine there. You might see him on your visit. Be sure and say hi. It's The Ramp in Burbank, right near the airport, if you're in and around or coming to the Southern California area.
You're a big Ramp martini guy, aren't you?
I love the martinis there. You like the draft beer, the Modelo Especial, I think, is your favorite.
Yeah, so far.
By the way, the Dodger Stadium sellout, as we mentioned here earlier in the show, they had the reopening of Dodger Stadium. Vin Scully was there.
Really?
He came out and said, it's time for Dodger baseball in person. Good to see Vin. 52,078 tickets were sold for the reopening day, and the place was packed. Mookie Betts, I think it charged him up a little bit. He had a home run to break the tie. Got another single later on in the game. That's good. And belted that go-ahead home run there. And this is good. Also, there were 70,000 people gathered for a boxing match between Alvarez and Billy Joe Saunders. Canelo Alvarez and Billy Joe Saunders at AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas. That was on May 8th. There was 78,113 at the Melbourne Cricket Ground for Australian Rules Football Contest on April 25th. 51,000 horse racing fans at Churchill Downs for the Kentucky Derby on May 1st. But this was the largest sellout, the 52,078 people for reopening day, the largest, America's largest pro sports crowd since the pandemic. So that's the kind of good news.
Well, that's to be celebrated, isn't it? I hope they do it again tonight. They're playing Philly. Were they playing the Philadelphia tonight?
Let's go say hi to some of the neighbors here. And Kathy says hello from Lawndale, California. James says hello to Fred and Mike from Phoenix. He says on the Hunter episode, Million Dollar Misunderstanding. Robert Englund from the Freddy Krueger horror flicks is in the episode as a mechanic for the police station. Was it like working with him? What was it like to see him? Was he fun to work with in that episode?
I don't think I got to talk with him very much, actually.
Really?
Yeah, I think he had other... I think he was... The script was not one that I interacted with that character.
So you didn't work with Robert Englund that much, huh?
Well, no, I didn't. I didn't, actually.
Now we have more for you, as a matter of fact, on that same thing, because the episode, Pamela also commented on this very same episode. She said, to celebrate your friend, Fred Dreyer, Robert Davi, his new show here on CRN, she sent in a photo of you and Robert Davi from that very same episode, Million Dollar Misunderstanding. We're showing it up on our video feed. It's a picture of Fred puffing out his chest, grabbing Davi on the shoulder, Davi putting his hands like, stay away from me. You're much more strapping than the... I thought Davi was a big guy, but you're bigger there, Rick Hunter. Tell us about this. He was Sonny Dunbar. He robbed an armored car, hid the money in the trunk of a stolen car, and when that car is stolen by joyriders who are arrested, Sonny, Robert Davi's character, thinks that you, Rick Hunter, and McCall have the $1 million, and he tries to drown McCall in her bathtub, but she stabs him with a knitting needle.
Yeah. That's,
do you have any more to add to that?
That's what he gets. That's what he gets. No, his character, I think that... You know, I think the character was written where he wasn't supposed to be a real bad guy, although trying to drown a cop is tough. But for the most part, it was a lighthearted
He looks like kind of a hour. Thug. He's a thug in that episode, more or less, isn't he?
Yeah.
See, he's got is that split complimentary in his shirt over there, the colors of the shirt, the blue and the gray?
No.
It's not. Okay.
No.
So Robert Davi has joined us here at the CRN radio network.
Yes.
He can hear his show from 11 to noon, Monday through Friday. Hopefully you and I are going Monday through Friday here, maybe in July, right? Is that when it's looking
like
now, possibly?
Yeah, it's in there somewhere.
August for sure.
We're closing in.
Getting close to that.
Yeah.
All right. We got another one here. Says, hello, Fred. Thank you so much for signing the Hunter photos. This is from Nikki. She says, I really appreciate it. I enjoy catching your weekly show on CRN and, of course, Hunter. And when I get the chance, I hope you do another VIP night. Is there plans for that? Because
yes,
it was a lot of fun.
Yes, there is. There's plans for several of those. We're getting great feedback, such as you, Nikki, and we're looking forward to expanding the show and really bringing our viewing, listening audience into our realm.
Now, Bernard is saying hello from Ottawa, Canada. He says, Fred, going along with what we've been talking about on the show, he said, Fred, with illegal substances in the news, with baseball pitchers, when you played, was it common practice for defensive linemen to put substances on their jersey to get an advantage?
No.
Was not?
No. What offensive linemen did was... they started taking a bunch of steroids, and they took and had all of their jerseys tailor-made to their shoulder pads.
And why did they do this?
So defensive linemen like me couldn't grab the jersey and pull them.
And that was never outlawed. It would be now in today's market of changing all the deals, right?
You know, I mean, when they were doing it, we raised hell about it, but the league says, no, I think that looks pretty good.
So, Taylor, it looks tailored.
No, it's just stupid, you know.
But, it is.
But so everybody wound up offense and defense. That's why you see it today, how it's evolved today. You've got everybody with these, their shoulder pads are so distorted. It looks like hell to me. You know,
there you have it. It went back to your day. That's good. Nikki says hello to us, and we thank you, Nikki, for getting in the chat room on Facebook Live. Christopher sent you an email, freddreyer@crntalk.com. He said, hey, Fred, a rather obscure question for you. There was an episode of Hunter where you went on vacation, and there was a gorgeous 56 Chevrolet Bel Air convertible. It breaks down. You're driving it. It breaks down. And you said it had arthritis of the fuel pump, was turquoise, blue, and white. I know you are a car nut like me. First off, was that your car? Sure was a beauty. And tell us about it. Thanks. Hope you don't mind all the Hunter questions.
No, not at all. Well, the convertible was supposedly Hunter's car. And I always ask the writers, where did Hunter get that?
You know, yeah, where did he get?
I mean, you know, it's okay, but I mean, what's suddenly I'd show up with the 56 Bel Air for what? What was the purpose? I don't know what the purpose was. So anyway, and it breaks down, and then that's when I, get into trouble there on the highway.
Michelle says, "Fred, I love you on Hunter. Do you still talk to Stephanie? You both were so great together on Hunter. Also, I know fans watch reruns of Hunter. Do you still watch reruns of Hunter?"
I do not watch reruns of Hunter.
We got to get you tuned in there on Amazon or Peacock and, you know, all these different sites that have it for you. Elise says, "Not a question, but I grew up watching Hunter with my grandpa and still watch reruns today for some great memories."
Well, you're so welcome. You're welcome to pop in, write emails to us anytime you wish. I don't get tired of talking about that show or Stephanie because it was such a overall fabulous life-changing moment in both of our lives.
It was great. We got to get you two together here on the show one day. That'd be fun. People go nuts in the audience. Maybe we do that on one of your
We'll figure it out.
Lane says, "What are your thoughts of a producer somewhere if they wanted to do a reboot of Hunter? This is one of my all-time favorite shows from days gone by." What's your thoughts on that one, Fred? That gets asked a lot.
A producer somewhere?
If a producer wanted to do a reboot.
You know, you don't...
What if they did a reboot?
You can do a detective show based on Hunter McCall.
Yeah.
But if you don't, you can't call it Hunter because you don't have the copyright.
But if they did, for example.
Well, if they did, then.
MacGyver was on, Magnum P.I., Hawaii 5-0. Those have all come back to CBS.
Well,
We've
done like four or five Hunter movies.
Why don't we call this the Hunter Radio Show? Think we get into trouble for that?
Well, if that's what you would like to do.
Okay, Rick. Here's another one for you, Rick.
Thanks so much, Charlie.
Peter says.
Charlie's dead,
thank you.
We're bringing you back.
Hi, Fred. What was it like working with and being friends with Jeffrey Lewis? You both seemed like real friends on Land's End. That was the first syndicated big show that you guys did, college.
That was a big heartbreak for me, that show not going for 10 years.
That was your baby. That was a good one.
I made friends with Jeff, and we had great times, and I put together a cast of people.
What else was he in? Was he also in those Clint Eastwood movies?
Yeah, he was in all that stuff. Yeah. But he was just a great guy, and we all got together. You know, Disney gave us some money to go down there and shoot these shows, and it was a whirlwind. It was such a fun thing to do. It was all your friends. Just think about it. We stayed at the Westin Hotel down there in Cabo, and we had such a great time. I mean, we really did, and made some good shows. The whole premise of that show was based on friendship, and so out of friendship comes various degrees of action-filled adventures. And we had some really crazy off-center stuff that was really a lot of fun. And we had one with Chuck McCann and Bob Ridgely, you know, called The Red Cadillac, where these two guys steal and embezzle money from the mob and get in this red Cadillac and drive south to Baja. And then the mafia guys come after them. And I'm right down. I'm in the middle of all of this stuff. You know?
This would be a good one.
But it was a lot of fun. It's just it didn't work out the way we planned. But that's the way life is.
Boy, the chat room there at Facebook Live has gone crazy. People saying, Nikki says, a reboot of a Hunter episode in which there's a cold case that's reopened and Hunter comes on the scene. They want to see this happen. This could be good. Jerry says to you, corn tortillas or flour tortillas?
Corn, always.
Me too. Charles says, okay, Mr. Fred Dreyer, my question to you is this. In your whole NFL career, how many times are you ever sidelined due to injury or injuries? And I'd also like to know which organizations you were with when you faced the most injuries.
Well, the most important injuries were always head injuries.
Yeah, how did you get a lot of those?
Well, yeah. Over the years, I did 13 years professionally.
How many times approximately? You know how many times?
No,
you saw
I don't know.
What team were you injured the most? The Rams, I would guess.
Even if I knew, I couldn't remember.
Thank you, Brad.
Thank you.
And the Rams probably got injured the most on. You played there the longest, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Good question, Charles. All right, we got more coming up. James, Melanie, Julie's got questions for you here, too. Don't forget, you can email Fred with your questions. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, at crntalk.com. This is the Sports Lounge. Michael Horn, Fred Dreyer. We'll be back.
Hello and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Tax Program. On the line is Paul from California. Hi, Paul. What's your tax problem today?
Hi, Ronnie. Love your show. Listen, I've got a big problem. You see, my paycheck was garnished last week, and I'm only getting half the normal amount. To make matters worse, the IRS froze my bank account. Listen, I'm embarrassed and scared. I need some help.
Listen, Paul, you don't need to feel embarrassed. You just need some tax help. And the great news is the IRS has some unbelievable programs that can eliminate your tax debt so you don't have to worry about having your paycheck garnished or your bank levied. Doesn't that sound great?
It sure does, Ronnie.
Then do yourself a huge favor and get a free consultation right now. And tell them the tax lady sent you.
855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. That's 855-715-5721.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number.
800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. That's 800-918-4086. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now.
877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
Are back in the lounge. Yours truly, Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end. Don't forget with the
Thank
ramp.
You. Thank you so much.
Sports Lounge with Fred Dreyer giving you a chance. If you come into Southern California in the Burbank area, just a few minutes away from Burbank Airport, a restaurant called The Ramp. Pasta, steak, seafood. Fred loves that salmon and so much more.
If you see me in there, you know I'm enjoying myself.
Broccoli.
Just step on over and say howdy.
Fred doesn't like the size of the salads. They're quite large, but Fred likes to order two.
Well, it's my nature to want more.
I know it is. And you get a free drink with your meal and 10% off your bill if you want to dine in there. And you can check it out and see if Fred's in there. Wednesday's always a good night because we usually sometimes head over there. And Fred likes to dine there. If you want to get your coupon, hurry, because this is just going on for a month here. You go to info, I-N-F-O, at crntalk.com. Get us your name and address. We'll mail out the certificate to you. Info, I-N-F-O, at crntalk, T-A-L-K, dot Aaron Rodgers.com. Now, Aaron Rodgers, by the way, a couple other notes here, and then we'll get to Aaron. Melanie says, curious about your opinion of the whole Aaron Rodgers situation, acting perhaps like a defiant child. Here's the deal. Aaron was at that Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers golf tournament, and he had a show on, or a shirt on. It said, I'm offended. And he says, it's been one of those quiet off seasons you dream about. You just kind of go through your process on your own quietly. That's all you can ask for as an older player in the league and someone who has been around for a long time, and just enjoy that time for yourself and be relaxed and not be bothered and not have any obligations and not have anything going on. I think that's what this off season has been about. It's been about really enjoying my time and spending it where I want to spend it and not feeling like I have to go anywhere and not feeling like I have any responsibilities, but still being an NFL player at the same time. It has been great. By the way, he skipped the mandatory mini camp for Green Bay. This guy is in love, I'm telling you. This woman's got
Aaron,
him.
Aaron, what is it, honey? Why you come to bed? And why do you have to go to that Green Bay place? Oh, honey.
That's our show. I can't end it any earlier. Roger's girlfriend is
honey.
Here.
Honey.
Didn't you, Aaron, didn't you promise her you'd take her to the beach?
Oh, honey. Oh, I love you so much.